And straight out of the blocks, Mike Hammond is on the phone. Hello, Mike.
Hi, good morning, Chris.
OK, what can we do for you?
Well, I've got a 14-month-old cat. When I give him a belly rub, he keeps opening and closing his front paws. And I want to find out why this is.
What's the cat's name?
Teddy.
Okay. Vic, what do you think? What does a cat take away from a conversation with a human? And what is all this belly rubbing action? Sounds like me in the morning when I get my belly rubbed.
I don't want to know about your morning habits, Chris. Well, it sounds like Teddy's a very, very contented cat, because lying on its back like that is a very submissive posture, which just means it very much trusts you, Mike, and really wants to sort of be around you. You're head of the pecking order. But what that opening and closing of paws is about is actually that's a feeding kind of stimulation. So when cats are kittens and they're suckling from their mothers, they actually paw at their mother's teats to try and stimulate lactation. That movement actually stimulates the milk flow. So that's what your cat is doing there. It's a reflex action, and it's also a sign of complete contentment. So I think you have a very happy cat.
He waits for me and runs in the living room when I get up and lays down waiting for me.
Do you remember, Vic, that, and also, Mike, this is relevant to yourself, there was a story a few years ago by a lady at the University of Sussex. Her name was Karen McComb, and she was working on something totally unrelated to this, and she kept getting woken up in the middle of the night by her cat, and it used to come and sort of scratch at the door to say, I want some attention, or let me out, or whatever. And she thought she could detect a subtle difference in the purr of the cat when it wanted something, so she actually recorded it and took it into the lab, and she recorded the cat's things into a computer, looked at the audio spectrum, and she saw that the cat's purr, running along at between 50 and 100 hertz, was punctuated by these cycles of 300 hertz. Now, that's the same frequency a baby cries at, and so she theorised that what's going on is that the cat has learned to plug into your sensitive side, mimicking a baby so that you pay it some attention.
Amazing stuff. And it's incredible how that those subtle sort of evolutionary changes have happened with domestic animals. We're finding a little bit more, hopefully later in the show, about how dogs have sort of become accustomed to deal with our own signals and even our own vocabulary as well. It's fascinating stuff.
Vic, thank you very much.